It's Playhouse 194, 8:25 in the morning. Zero, Amy K, Joel D. This one is kind of a bummer considering how much money and effort you put into it. About a third of Americans with college degrees say they don't really feel like their degree necessarily has anything to do with the job they ended up in. So if you are one of these third of people that went out and put all that work in and you got a job and if it has nothing to do with what you actually do every day, I'd be curious to know what that is. Like, what is the actual degree that you got, and then what's the job that you have now? Now, you almost had this case, but you changed courses.
Yeah, I originally was going to school for early childhood education. I wanted to be a preschool teacher. Like, I even did my student teaching and everything.
Really?
I think I only need a couple more credits. And then I could get my degree. I think about doing night school.
You probably feel like you do spend a lot of time with children, though, so you kind of are using it.
A little bit, yeah.
You should finish it off, and then you know how to deal with me and Zero.
I think I already have that covered.
Does the actually early education work?
No, not really. No.
That help? But then did you do like a broadcast school, or what was it that you went to?
Yeah, I went to broadcasting school instead, so I'm certified for broadcasting school. I can do TV, radio, and web.
Oh, wow. You certified?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get certified?
Wait, what is a certified? What do you mean
okay,
certified?
Okay, I got a certification, not a degree. All right.
Oh, so it was
back off.
You get a certificate.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
so
very nice.
Was it out of a back of a van?
Yeah, I think it was a blue van. It's parked out here all the time.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I paid a lot of money for my 2-year associate's degree in radio broadcasting as well.
No, but that's why I switched. So originally, the school I was going to, their broadcasting program, it was not good. And so then I got online and I Googled broadcasting schools in Illinois. And I found one called the Illinois Center for Broadcasting.
Oh, perfect.
And I went.
Yeah, so this doesn't apply to any of us because you guys both did like the broadcast school thing. I guess you kind of did the other thing first, so that part applies to you. I have a degree in advertising and marketing. So I guess that does apply to what we're doing.
It does. Yeah, to a point.
I mean, it's the whole basis of what we do.
Yeah, you talk.
To make down money.
Yeah, besides now you talk, but then also on the back end, it's the marketing and figure out, yeah.
Just to make that money.
When I wasn't in radio, when I got out, I'd always put communications degree is what I'd always relist. I did my resume changed to communications because otherwise it was just radio broadcasting.
Or yeah.
Broadcasting is what the actual degree is for, not communications, but it worked. Got me some jobs.
I'm jealous I don't have any sort of certificate that like this guy's allowed to go in front of a microphone.
I mean, I don't know if that's what it means, but
that's how it comes off. I want one.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I know I went to an actual school for radio broadcasting as well. And I'm like, I guess I got a degree, but not a certificate saying
I think
this
a degree is better than being certified, like a certification.
No, that
to
sounds...
be honest, I'm jealous.
It sounds more official. Like a degree is like just a piece of paper. Like you have a certificate that says Amy K could talk on the radio or TV or on the web.
Yeah.
Is it kind of a little bit like a detective badge? Like you just got it like in a little leather booklet and you just whip that out and it's got your face on it?
I don't think it really on it, but like it doesn't matter anymore. I think even at whatever you go to school for, if you just get your foot in the door for whatever else you want, you just got to work your way up.
I agree. When I first started radio and I was interning in the cities, that was one of the top dogs was like, just quit going to school, save your money and just come work now. But I was like, are you saying that because you know that I'm going to school for radio or because you think I should be in radio? You know, so it's like you're especially as a youngster, I was only like 20 and 19. I guess I went straight out of high school, but so like 18, 19. And then I was like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this certificate.
You had the internship before you went to school?
No. So when I got up there, that was the first thing I did was got an internship at a radio station.
So I was going to say, if you did that, that's the best thing my school did was help me get that internship. And I think I should have just dropped out after.
Yeah, let's not send either of you to up like career fairs.
you did right, one time, and I was like,
what kind of schooling would you like to suggest that they do? You know what? You should just stop going to school now and just show up at the radio station. We're actually looking for some people. Come on down.
Let's go. We could use some promotions, team.
That's
let's
not,
go.
That's
1020 25th Street South of Fargo.
People, that's just how it works for us.
Send your applications to amy.k@mwcradio.com.
Coming up this hour.
It's Playhouse Flush, the format Friday, 194-0, Amy K, Joel D. Talking about that degree you have that you don't use because it had nothing to do with your job.
That's my wife. She's got two bachelors and a master's that she's not using, and I'm making more than her with no degree.
How mad would you be, though? You go do all that extra schooling, and it's like, yeah, no, I don't do anything that has anything to do with this.
When I worked for 3M company in California, that was a situation. I had somebody with a master's degree, and I was like, I have a two-year degree. And you report to me, da, 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 da. And it's like, they just like, but then they also, they're the ones that kind of hold that grudge against you and make it very difficult. It's like, I'm the most laid back supervisor you could ask for. Be nice to me.
I always get stuff like right after I graduated in the mail that was like, are you sure you don't want to continue and get a master's in communications? I was like, what, honestly, what would I do with that? That I can't already do. Like, I'm a master communicator.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know what also says I'm a master communicator? Working at a radio station with a microphone in front of your face every day. Master communicator.
I hope if you get a master's degree in communications, they give you a certificate to talk on the radio.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to print you guys one off Word Paint or something, okay?
I would like that because I would feel validated and like I belong.
And can you just make sure you spell my name correctly? Because that always happens incorrectly, and then I don't take it serious. Like marathon finishes and stuff. That's not real me. Didn't happen.
I charge a $25 spell check fee. So
spell check fee. Well, you did. How you got to spell it right the first time?
I'm just like any other school. I'm charging for everything.
I get your text messages. You don't do no spell checking.
That's true. I don't. I do a lot of voice to text, and I hope it shows. Steven says it will show that it says sent with Siri.
It does.
So I always, that's what I just always do voice to text.
Yeah. Another reason I hate getting a text from anybody that isn't an iPhone person. Because that's at least then you're like, okay, now I know I have to look at this a little closer.
Oh, see, I don't do it with Siri. I do the button and then you can talk.
That's the same thing. It's still considered Siri.
But it doesn't say sent with Siri because I do them all the time. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry about that, Zero. Let me recorrect that for you.
I'll, honestly, people probably think I'm mad in traffic. What I'm doing is I'm screaming and over enunciating at my phone, trying to get it to send the right text message.
Yeah. And if it's hot, you got the air blasting and
do you want me to pick up milk?
There are certain areas in the road, too, where I don't know what's going on. If like phone service is bad or what it is, it's like a dead zone. And if you try to do voice to text while driving, it completely will change whatever you're saying. I know veterans between Blarney Tree and Costco is the worst area. It's a dead zone for sending voice to text.
Really?
Can I ask a real question?
Yeah.
Is it called Blarney Tree or Blarney Stone?
Or Blarney Stone Double Tree.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know.
I just combined two businesses. But they're both right there. It's the Double Tree Hotel and Blarney Stone.
I was like, I've been calling it the wrong thing. And I was like, how is that nobody ever corrected me before?
He's got to go to the Blarney Tree corner, I guess.
Go to that Blarney Tree.
All those businesses right there, it just became like this one blob in my head, but it's that area to Costco.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. Are you seeing some more people like, yeah, I got that degree I don't use?
Yeah, someone said, yes, I have a couple degrees, but one specifically for medical administrative assistance. I tried to work my way up to this position, but it required making, so I left that path after 2 years. I am now trying to work my way up into banking. Someone else said, I have a degree in art. My current degree or my current job, barista, future, no clue what I'm even doing and even if I'm interested in art anymore. And someone else said, my degree is computer science. My job, I'm a cook.
Okay.
Yeah, see, that's the hard part too. Barista, though, that's still art. I baristaed for a hot second, not really baristaed, but if you can do those like cute little leaves and all kinds of stuff like that, that's art.
Could you not do that? Was that not your jam?
I tried. I practiced. There's a way you got to pour that milk in there. There's a way you got to pour it in there. And it's like you got to come high and then go low. And then I'm not artistic like that.
You got to go high and you got to go low. It sounds like it fits in the tantrum song.
No, what song does it sound like? It's like a Sheryl Crow song.
Oh.
And then high and then low.
You're singing Sway from Fits in the Tantrum.
It's like a
right
song
now
from the like 90s or 80s. And it's like a female singer.
Am I crazy? Does that not sound like the Fits and Tantrum
song?
No,
it's a Sheryl Crow song, or it's a female song.
I know where Amy Kay is trying to come from. I can't think of the Fits and Tantrum one that you're talking about, Zero.
We play it every 20 minutes.
I don't know. I guess I don't pay attention. I know I'm going Sheryl Crow.
Okay, let me look up Sheryl Crow songs. We're going,
all because of a barista thing.
Somewhere in there, he's like, swinging it high, swinging it low.
Okay, yeah, I do. Not
but then now
it.
Sheryl Crow says something, I swear, or some female.
I feel like you're...
And then
or Alanis
a little
Morissette.
Bit high, a little bit low. Yeah. It's like something
she's
like that.
She's close. She's close to it.
What's the lyric? Someone listening has to know what I'm talking about. My brain is going to
she
explode.
Is. You're
going to
pull your hair out.
I'm absolutely sure you're singing it in the rhythm
no,
of that bit of the dancer song.
No, it's not. It's a song from like the 90s, maybe early 2000s. It's a female singer. And
Alanis
a little
Morissette.
Bit high, a little bit low.
Yeah, now she's got. So now she is. You got the wrong song stuck in your
no,
head.
No,
right
I don't.
100%.
Swinging it high.
No,
it
you guys, I swear.
Yeah, all because we're talking about pouring and making a leaf in the coffee as a barista.
Oh,
we're going down
I need
this rabbit. I like it. It's
out.
Gonna drive ABK crazy. I love it.
You got one of these degrees you're not using?
I have a degree in teaching.
All right. So, what do you actually do for a living besides teaching?
I'm an administrative assistant.
And so what kind of stuff does that entail, would you say?
I do payroll and HR and, book work.
Is it at a school at least?
No, at a grocery store.
At least help if it was at a school, maybe.
Every day is a winding road. That's the song I'm thinking of.
I mean, does she say a little bit high, a little bit low?
Yeah, somewhere.
Or are you just thinking it rhymes with the word road?
Everybody gets high. Everybody gets low.
Yeah, there's a part in there. Do we have Sheryl Crow, Winding Road?
Please play it to get it out of my
Flush
head.
The format Friday.
There you go. One and a two and a three. There you go. This is the song you're talking about, yeah?
Yes.
It is Flush the Format Friday. A couple of things have happened today. Amy feels vindicated and less crazy than she did moments ago. Pick your purse. More opportunities today at 11:10 and 1:10. Kirsten won herself a purse just a little while ago. You could be next. 11:10 and 1:10 today. Just text purse to 35270. Sizzler admitted Sheryl Crow.